The Mastermind of Mars by Edgar Rice Burroughs. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. 1. A Letter. Helium, June 8, 1925. My dear Mr. Burroughs, it was in the fall of 1917, at an officers' training camp, that I first became acquainted with John Carter, Warlord of Barsoom, through the pages of your novel, A Princess of Mars. The story made a profound impression upon me, and while my better judgment assured me that it was but a highly imaginative piece of fiction, a suggestion of the variety of it pervaded my inner consciousness to such an extent that I found myself dreaming of Mars and John Carter, of Dea Torres, of Tars Tarkas, and of Woola, as if they had been entities of my own experience rather than the figments of your imagination. It is true that in those days of strenuous preparation there was little time for dreaming, yet there were brief moments before sleep claimed me at night, and these were my dreams. Such dreams! Always of Mars, and during my waking hours at night, my eyes always sought out the red planet when he was above the horizon.